Jair Bolsonaro says he will not soften his hardline rhetoric in order to get elected as Brazil's next president. But he may not have to. Bolsonaro pulled down 46% of the vote Sunday in the first round of the country's presidential election. That places a right-wing populist within easy reach of victory in the runoff later this month. If you're a Brazilian concerned about corruption and crime, that may be a good thing. Bolsonaro ran on a law and order platform. But if you're concerned about the future of the Amazon, probably not such a good thing. Last week, we heard several stories on the world from reporter Sam Eaton. They were about new troubles in the Amazon and why they matter to the whole world. So, Sam, bottom line, what is Bolsonaro's position on deforestation and other threats to the whole Amazon?
The headline here, Marco, is Bolsonaro's pledge to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, which is huge when you consider Brazil is the seventh largest greenhouse gas polluter in the world, mostly from deforestation. But that's just the beginning of his kind of anti-environment rhetoric. He's made several promises which don't bode well for the future of the Amazon. Things like eliminating the Ministry of Science, which does a lot of the tropical forest research and its relation to the global climate. Rolling the Ministry of Environment, which includes the main police force that's charged with policing deforestation in the Amazon, rolling that into the Ministry of Agriculture, which promotes the expansion of soy and cattle ranching, the main drivers of deforestation in the Amazon. So huge conflict of interest there. Other things in the list include opening indigenous territories to mining. Indigenous territories in the Amazon represent about a quarter of the Amazon and have been a huge buffer against deforestation. He also would like to relax the environmental law enforcement, licensing so that it makes it easier to build roads and dams in the Amazon. So these are huge implications to the future of the Amazon forest.
Bolsonaro's opponent, Fernando Haddad, he's with the Workers' Party. What's his position on all this? And how likely is it that he could actually beat Bolsonaro?
I think the political pundits in Brazil are not giving him much of a chance. I mean, he basically need every single vote from the people who voted for the third and fourth place candidates in order to pull off a victory during the runoff election. But his views on the environment are definitely more mainstream for Brazil. He's very much emphasizing science, innovation, action on climate and environmental policies. He's promised to promote renewable energy, to fight deforestation, to maintain the protections for indigenous territories in the Amazon. Very much a different candidate when it comes to environmental views. The bottom line right now is that we need to be growing more trees, not cutting them down. And a Bolsonaro presidency would ensure that Brazil returns to some of the alarmingly high deforestation rates of the past.
Reporter Sam Eaton has been following events in Brazil and the Amazon for us. For more on why the fate of the Amazon matters, check out his stories at theworld.org/Amazon.